Until today, I did not know that some of the cartoonists at Charlie Hebdo had their own bodyguards. They knew they might be attacked, but it seems neither they nor French authorities were prepared for an attack quite like the one today in Paris. Christopher Dickey is in Paris. He's the foreign editor for the Daily Beast.
Well, you know, I think the French probably have as good an intelligence service domestically and internationally as exists in the world, particularly in the counterterrorism field. A lot of people are talking about this as if there was never any terrorism in France before. In fact, there's been a lot. Dating back to the 80s, there have been horrific terrorist incidents every so often in France, carried out by different kinds of Islamic extremists, Shia, Sunni, Palestinian, one thing and another. So as a result, the French intelligence apparatus has worked very hard to penetrate as many of these groups as it possibly can, and it's been particularly focused on those people who are going or trying to go to fight in Syria or in Iraq or in North Africa, because the French are basically waging their own global war against jihadi terrorism. So all of that is background to this. But that said, the services thought they had been able to penetrate most organized terrorist groups to the extent they would be able to prevent this sort of attack, and clearly they missed this one. It's not like they missed a lone wolf. Now, this was organized by people who clearly have military experience and expertise, using weapons that are not readily available in France, and they killed a lot of people.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people in France are calling this the worst terrorist attack in France. The French government is calling it an act of terrorism. How are they going to respond to this?
Well, one of the things that they've done, of course, right away is to step up what they call Vigitirat, the counterterror state of alert. We're going to see more, not just more police on the streets, we're going to see more soldiers on the streets. Already, I think people may or may not have been aware, if they've visited Paris any time in recent years, that if you go to Notre Dame, you pass military patrols. Same thing happens at the airports. All that is going to be stepped up. There's going to be a lot more plainclothes cops out there. The intelligence services are going to be calling in all their chips with their informants to try and find out not just who these guys were and who might have been behind these guys, but whether there are other groups related to them, as well organized as them, with other targets that they want to hit. That really is the big concern. It's a little bit like 9/11 in that sense. The United States government had no idea on that day, 9/11, whether there would be more attacks, more warfare conducted against the interests and the people of the United States on American territory. And that pretty much is the situation in which the authorities in France find themselves right now.
You mentioned Syria, Christopher. Is there any indication that this is ISIS or even ISIS-inspired?
No, there isn't. And I think that a lot of the coverage that I've heard coming from the United States that is focused so tightly on the so-called Islamic State, it may be misleading, because I think we have to remember that Al-Qaeda is out there still. It is a potent organization. It has different strategies and tactics from the Islamic State. And it is one of its core aims is to attack Western targets.
Paris has seen its fair share of attacks in the past, but there seemed to be a lull. I mean, most recently, how seriously did people in Paris treat terrorism threats?
Well, I think people are aware that when you have the French army deployed in places like Mali, where it stopped Al-Qaeda in its tracks. So that kind of thing. The fact that they are part of the coalition fighting the Islamic State in Iraq, all of that makes France a target.
So France is now under what they're calling the highest security alert. What does that mean, actually?
Well, it doesn't mean a lot that you necessarily are going to see apart from the increased military presence on the streets. I think that the French people are paying attention to this event very closely, and it seems to me in the heart of Paris today, I've seen far fewer people moving around than I would have expected, fewer tourists, fewer people congregating in places where normally you would think there would be big crowds.
Our friend Christopher Dickey, the foreign editor for the Daily Beast, speaking with me from Paris. Christopher, thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you, Marco.